I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The flame over the Olympic cauldron is lit, and Russian President Vladimir Putin finally had his moment today, declaring the 2014 Winter Games in Sochi officially open. Putin and Russia have a lot at stake in these games. At a cost of $50 billion, these are the most expensive Olympics ever. But it's more than that, much more. This is, after all, the first time the country hosts the Olympics since the breakup of the Soviet Union. The mood in Sochi earlier was joyful and celebratory as more than 3,000 athletes marched during the opening ceremony. But what's the mood in Russia's capital? That's a question I put to correspondent Charles Maines in Moscow.
Actually, surprisingly quiet. I mean, there are a few bars as you kind of wander around town where they've got a screen set up, but it almost seems as though the capital is not paying that much attention to the Olympics, oddly enough.
Our listeners here in the U.S. will see the ceremonies hours after they actually happen, so I don't want you to spoil all the extravagance, but what's it been like watching these opening ceremonies and the way Russia is being presented to the world?
Well, you know, it's a little bit like history kind of collapsing on itself. I mean, you see these, I don't want to give too much away but and be a spoiler, but it does seem as though, you know, you see all these kind of aspects of Russian history kind of colliding into one. So there are sort of themes of Russian fairy tales. There's references to great Russian poets and writers like Pushkin. There is bits of ballet, sort of touching on Soviet achievements, cosmonauts. And just to bring it up to the present tense, there's also a really bad Russian DJ spinning some pretty bad music.
So. Right. Which I saw somebody tweet on online. Gee, that sounds like very gay disco music. So who knows? Is the image then of a stern society being replaced by some warm and fuzzy image of Russia?
No, I mean, I think they put on a, so what I've seen so far anyway, it looks like a pretty good show. And I think that's what was pretty much expected. I mean, certainly they've put enough money into this to make it a good show. And, you know, there are these moments which maybe have little echoes of the Moscow 80 Olympics, sort of a Soviet style Olympics, and Putin kind of up in the rafters, standing sort of solemnly as the Russian athletes go by and things like that. But on the whole, I think it's been a pretty good show so far.
So what's actually on Putin's mind as far as how all of this, you know, recasting Russia's image, the Olympics itself, how it's going to help Russia on the world stage?
Well, it's a big question. I mean, obviously, these games are of enormous importance to Putin. He's put a lot of his own personal capital into this and obviously a lot of money. As we know, these games are now the most expensive in history. But in terms of what Russia gets out of it, I mean, it is a big PR project. I think this is designed to show Russia as something as kind of a new Russia, sort of a more open Russia. And that's obviously backfired in a lot of ways, given some of the controversies that have been ahead of these games. It's interesting to me just to look at this opening ceremony and see the way that they've tried to tackle some of these issues. For example, the issue with the LGBT, the gay rights in Russia. It's expected that a Russian group Tattoo, which some listeners may remember as a pop duo that were kind of promoted as lesbians, they're supposed to be the actually opening act to sort of close up these ceremonies today. And, you know, that seems like kind of a smart move, I suppose, in terms of the Kremlin to try and show that, you know, they are more open than perhaps they've been perceived.
So, Charles, you're heading down to Sochi next week once the games are really underway. What are you looking forward to seeing? Kind of the events, the athletic events, or more how Sochi and Russia are processing this big event?
A little bit of both, frankly. You know, I think that, you know, even those who are critics of these games, and there are many, you know, they're in a somewhat awkward position because, of course, there are so many problems. You look at human rights, abuse of migrants, environmental concerns, and obviously the corruption that's been much in the headlines. But, you know, this is also a sporting nation, you know, even if it's one with kind of cigarettes hanging out of their mouths half the time. And, you know, I think Russians are really excited about these games and excited to see the athletes. And so it's hard not to kind of root for the athletes in that setting.
Journalist Charles Maines, thank you for your time.
Thank you.